Hello, everyone, and thank you for listening to Barely Mexican. Just in case you forgot, my name is Miguel Garcia, and I'm barely Mexican. The reason I say that is because it's been over 6 months since I last recorded. And literally, my New Year's resolution was, I'm going to do a podcast at least once a week, talk about all the things underneath the sun. And that obviously did not happen. A lot of things have happened since in the past 6 months, a lot of good things, little rocky things. But I got a new job. I no longer work in retail. I got a new cat. So a lot has happened. So I still have Bandit Soul Crusher Garcia is still alive and very well. He just has a brother now, Smokey and the Bandit. Smokey, I think I named him Demon Slayer. Honestly, I don't even remember Smokey's middle name. I'm pretty sure it was Demon Slayer. Was it Stormageddon? I think it might have been Stormageddon. I don't remember. Pretty sure it was Demon Slayer, though. Garcia. Yeah, Smokey and the Bandit. He's so sweet. Smokey's so sweet. I got him from a family who said he was bullied and they needed to find a home. So I was just like, okay, let's see how he does with Bandit, and it's been a work in progress, but so far they do good. I'm able to leave them alone in a room together, so that is nice, and everything like that. Like I said, I got a new job. I know I had sworn off call centers, but I ended up back at a very good company that isn't necessarily like typical call centers. Very supportive, very, you know, willing to give you the benefit of the doubt, and everything like that. And so I don't know, like when it comes to like work and everything like that. So like when it comes from like when I was working at Conn's, the furniture store, to where I was like working at Dollar General to where I am now, like I feel like it's such a difference, and everything like that. I know I wasn't perfect at Conn's and everything like that. Like I think I worked my ass off. And everyone just liked to judge me because they didn't see everything I did, or half of the shit I had to put up with at Conn's. So a lot of people were just like, oh, well, it's mostly because they found me sleeping in the back of Conn's. So apparently, not that it's up for debate or whatever, but to me, I know what I did and I know what I didn't do. And I think what I did definitely outweighed what I didn't do. And I guess that just wasn't enough. So people have their own opinions. It is what it is. It's in the past. I ain't worried about it. I ain't losing hair of it anymore. So it is what it is. So when I went to Dollar General, I was just like, you know what? I'm going to try harder. You know, I'm going to make sure people don't see me fall or falter or slack off or whatever, or like see that I'm not trying. And I think I definitely did achieve that for the most part. I know I told a lot of jokes about this and that and telling customers to go F off or whatever, but at the end of the day, I feel like I was really good. I mean, again, these are my own opinions with no actual science behind it. But yeah, I busted ass, and a better opportunity just came along. I love what that experience has done for me to help me grow, to give me confidence to where I am now, to realize that, you know what, I can do, if I set my mind to it, I can do it. I just have to believe in myself and everything like that. And I wasn't necessarily so confident before, whereas now I'm not so confident, but I have more of a sense of what it is I'm doing. So there's that. I'm happy to report that I'm doing well. I'm healthy. I still don't have a car, RIP. I don't think I had a car when I talked to y'all. I also don't have any new hobbies or any new friends. So, but for the most part, everything's on the up and up. It looks like I'm gonna make some new friends. I have. I was just recently invited to hang out with some coworkers sometime soon. So we'll see how that goes. Unless they just lynch me, which honestly, at this case, I'm kind of hoping for. But no, the company I work for currently, just to give you a little rundown, is a good it's a good company. So what we do is we help veterans receive a higher VA disability rate. And so, like, I've never lost so much respect for a system that I knew nothing about so quickly than when I learned about the VA. Now, it's a broken system. It is so messed up. It is so, like, the way they treat our veterans, like, you sign up for the military, they promise you all these great benefits, they promise you, you know, once you get out, you'll do this, you know, this and that. And it's all good and well if it works out for you, if you don't get hurt or whatever, you know. And then there's these programs that offer to help you and all this other stuff. But then when you seek help from these programs, it's the runaround. It's, oh, we'll give you, you know, oh, you lost your leg, we'll give you a certain amount every month, this and that. But it's not nearly enough that they could be giving you. So what the VA does to save money, which doesn't make sense to me because the military budget, let's be real, is through the roof, which is fine, which is whatever. Everyone has their different opinions about it. I honestly don't mind it. Then again, I mean, as long as they're using it, well, I don't know. I haven't really thought about anything like that, so I don't even know why I'm bringing this up. So I probably shouldn't even put my foot in my mouth. But so what the VA does is, let's say you sign up for the military, you get hurt, you get discharged. So then they're like, okay, we'll do an evaluation. We'll see how badly you were hurt. We're going to see what was hurt, this and that, da da da. You know, they do a full, what's called a CMP, which I think is compensation. Honestly, I don't even quite remember. I'll have to look it up in my notes. Which, no, I don't have here. I'm not going to do that to you. I'm not going to sit here and explain everything to you like that. I'm pretty sure you guys don't even care. So they do a proper evaluation. They do an evaluation. So let's say you join the military. One that we see often is your back. You hurt your back and neck, you know, and you have ringing of the ears. They're like, okay, you hurt your back. We're going to do this evaluation. We're going to check these things out. And then we'll give you a certain amount every month. So they go off of percentages. And each disability has a difference, can go up to a certain percentage. Like, let's say tinnitus, ringing of the ears, that only gets you 10%. 10%, you only get, I believe, like $100 a month. And so for your back, that can be rated in three different ways, because it's your lower back and then each leg, depending on the disability and depending. So it can get pretty complicated pretty quickly or whatever. The math that the VA uses doesn't make sense to me, because literally if you get your back at 40% and then you get your arm at 10%, you would think, oh, that would give me 50%, and you end up with 30%. So it all just, again, depends on the disability, for one, where the disability is located, and then, like, depending, like, if it is back, if it's legs, arms, range of motion, this and that, and da da da, right? So you would think, they go in, they do the evaluation. You hurt your back, you go in, you know, hey, I hurt my back, I can't work anymore, you know, I can't run however far they run in the military. You know, you would think I would learn more about the military. I really don't. I just learned about how much the VA just screws everybody over. So then they're just like, okay, cool. We're going to offer you some money, but we're also going to lowball you and try to give you the minimal, like the bare minimum. So if you hurt your back, you can't work, work in the military anymore. They'll give you a percentage when they'll give you the bare minimum, when they can give you more. But to save money, they won't. Now, things like this can be overturned, you can appeal and be like, you know, this isn't right, I need more money, like it's gotten worse over time or whatever. And initially, maybe it's right or whatever, right? But as time goes on, you go to more VA doctor's appointments, you know, and they keep records of everything. They keep records of every doctor's appointment you set, every doctor's appointment you set and cancel. Like, they keep the records. They have it. Unless it was burned down in a VA in 1976, then they don't have your records. There's a lot of vets that don't have their records because of that. Fun story that I know nothing about. But I do know that some guy went crazy. I don't know about crazy, but he, like, well, I guess crazy if he had to burn down the VA. But seeing what they do, I completely understand. Hopefully no one was hurt. Hopefully he is okay. Well, and people in the building. I don't know. Anyways, a lot of records were lost, needless to say. So, where was I going with this? Okay, so you would think over time, they're like, you know what, this condition is getting worse. This condition is, and since they keep records, they'd be like, you know what, yeah, this, let's go ahead and do another evaluation. Let's go ahead and see if we, like, what we can do to help you. No, they keep the records, they keep all of this stuff, and then they're just like, okay, if he's not going to complain, then, or if he's not going to file for it, we don't care. And then once you do file, it's very difficult to file by yourself. They basically won't give you any direction on how to file for yourself. A lot of medical records are required. You basically need your service treatment records, your records from when you were in the military. You need, like, basically every doctor's appointment. They go over everything. And so if you're missing anything, they can deny it for any reason, the smallest reason. Let's say you're missing a signature, you're missing a page of a paper, you're missing a date, you're missing literally anything, and they can deny it. So what we do is we make that process a lot simpler. We do all of the filing, we do all of the paperwork. We send you to one of our doctors, not even a VA approved, like not even a VA doctor, because then what that if we go to a VA doctor, they still have to be like, you know what, in the back of their mind, they still like, you know what, I don't necessarily need to give him a higher rating because they have quotas to meet. They have, you know, they have budgets, I guess. I don't really know that whole process. You can get a lawyer, but the lawyers make you sign like a 7-year like contract. So, and they take forever. They draw that stuff out. Whereas with us, you get a decision within 6 months, more or less. Sometimes it depends on the VA. But yeah, so we do all the filing, we do all the paperwork, we make sure all the I's are dotted, all the T's are crossed. Like, everything is in a neat little line. So when we file, you get that increase. Now, it is a fee-for-service. Everyone kind of freaks out because they're like, oh, this is fun that you're doing it for free. No, we do take a portion. Like, so what we do is we do an intent to file. We let that accumulate back pay. And then we file for you, whatever. We take a portion of your back pay if you get approved. Simple process. Sounds simple. There's a lot of medical paperwork. I am in support. I was in sales. I was the one calling you guys. You would go to our website, veteranratings.com. You would put in your information and you would like say, oh, you wanted to increase this and that. Also, the VA would send people to us for like random stuff, which was ridiculous. So that there in itself proves to you that the VA is a broken system. And it's so frustrating. My heart goes out to these people who literally sacrificed their lives. The Vietnam vets have it the worst, and everything like that. So they don't tell you about the tools that you can use. And of course, if you're an older vet, like maybe you're not good with technology or whatever, they don't even try to help you set up an account or whatever. Like literally, they just be like, you know what? If you weren't paying attention, we can't help you. And it's sad. Like it's really sad. Like these people go, they sacrifice their lives. They have PTSD, they, you know, hurt themselves, lose limbs, and the best they can do is, like, the bare minimum, and it's heartbreaking. You hear the stories, you read as to what's going on. Of course, I can't share any stories because that stuff's confidential, but what the VA does is so, and then get this, that's not even the end of it. So then once the VA finds out that you're going to a third party to file, the VA will hire or has hired another third party to go ahead and trick the veterans into messing it all up. So once we already have a claim submitted and everything like that, they'll go ahead and give that third party will go ahead and give you a call and be like, oh, if you don't come into the CMP, we're gonna decrease your rating, you're gonna get less money, you're gonna lose it all, this and that. And basically it hasn't, like, it's scare tactics. Like, they literally go, and then so some of these vets, and we warn against it, right? Like, we know the tricks, we know the games, we know what's what and what's not. And so some of these vets, they would fall for it. They'd be like, oh, what do you mean I'm losing my? So then they would go to another CMP, and then that would hold up the process. And so whatever they found in that CMP, the second CMP, not even the paperwork that we had filed or another third company or a lawyer even had filed, they use that against you. Like, they would be like, okay, well, this doesn't matter. And then whatever, like, it's not for your benefit. And then, or for the vet's benefit, I should say. And then, so it's like, just to save money, because they, and it's just like, okay, you are getting a certain amount of money from the government a year, and it's stacked up. Like, let's be real. Like, y'all have money. Y'all can cash out. And yet they act like they can't, which, I mean, in some cases, sure. Like, I mean, ringing of the ears is annoying. I wouldn't know. I don't have ringing of the ears. I don't really pay attention to things. Anyways, not like I really use my ears. God bless. Knock on wood. I need to stop talking crap. I'm going to lose my hearing when I wake up tomorrow. And it's just a broken system. It's so crazy to think that, like, here is this system that helps very few and far between. Like, we have very few, you know, stories of people like, oh, you know, we went to the VA, they did the best we could, this and that, da da da. You know, and these are like, oh, well, they still need an increase or still want an increase. But it's, you know, like, it's still like, I don't know, they still fall short. And for me, I'm just like, it sucks because, you know, the military does, you know, paint this, you know, well, like, war hero, like, romanticism. You know, you go after war, you know, da 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 da, you become a hero, which is all very true. You know, like, thank you for any of you listening to this and you've fought for our country. I appreciate your sacrifice more than I can express. And so I think that's what infuriates me the most about this is it kind of preys on the weak. Like, it kind of is just like, you know what? If you can't fend for yourself, that's not our problem. Figure it out. It, you know, they won't give you pamphlets. It's a really big issue that I personally don't think enough people talk about. You know, everyone has their causes. Everyone has their, like, beliefs or whatever like that. But these are people. Like, these are people who are being mistreated. People who are sacrificing things and not getting things in return for those sacrifices, being taken advantage of. I don't know why I can just say that, you know? And that's, I guess, the most heartbreaking thing. No, don't get me wrong. Not all that is perfect. I definitely have my horror stories. Well, not even horror stories, of just, you know, they're grumpy, they're untrustful, they're paranoid. And so, understandably so, you know, I don't think I could ever, well, I could never join the military for one, because I don't like being told what to do. It's been a real daily struggle. And for two, you have to be organized and shave and physically fit and care about things that don't really matter. Whereas I care about things that don't really matter, but they're usually garbage. So that's what my company does. My company does the filing. We go in, we make sure that you have everything you need. And if we can't get you that increase, you don't pay anything out of pocket. You, like, you get off scot-free. Like, if we couldn't help you, we're sorry, our condolences. There is nothing we can do. But I feel like we fight for the little guy. And I don't want to say little guy because I feel like that like diminishes vets because most vets are very proud and very strong. But it's given me a different perspective that I didn't necessarily think like I it's brought to light to my attention for things that that I never really thought about. Like I never really noticed. It's definitely an eye opener to a system in our country that is very flawed and very broken, and definitely does need fixing. Now everyone's like, oh, well, this needs fixing as well, and that needs fixing. I don't want to say this is top priority for all of this, but it should change. Like this is so unfair. Like it's ridiculous. Because it's not just one type of people, it's all kinds of people, and I guess that could be said for everybody, you know. But it's just if you think about it, there's minorities, there's gays and straights, and there's it's a whole melting pot. And I think that's the fun part about the military is that you do meet all of these different people, and you do, you know, whatever. I mean, what I'm speaking as if I know the military, and I really don't. But it definitely does need to change. So yeah, so I'm gonna go ahead and do a little shout out. If you have if you're a veteran, if you know any veterans who are disabled and that have service-connected disabilities, go ahead, reach out to I'm trying to give you trying to see, hold on. I'm like, because don't reach out to me because I won't be able to help you. I can point you to the right place. But I myself am in support. So I just go over the medical records, make sure everything's good and done. Oh, you know what? There is this. You know what? Just do me a favor. Go to veteranratings, dot com. I think that's the website. Let me pull it up here real quick, before I have to start my next little segment. I need to sneeze. You can go to our website, veteranratings.com, and that's just one of the websites. We have a bunch of different affiliates. The way we work is we're a private medical consulting group with our own VA-approved doctors. So we wouldn't send you to a VA doctor. We would send you to one who knows the system, who knows what they're looking for. And if we can't get you an increase, then, and sometimes, you know, there's always a possibility. We have a 87% success rate. I'm reading that. I thought it was 97%. Yes. Oh, okay. No, that's not what I'm reading. So if you do your own claim, there's a 40% chance of success. Hours of research, complicated paperwork, no answers to your questions, no use of private medical providers. Other organizations, there's a 75% chance. Limited knowledge of best practices, overwhelmed clearance, long wait times, incomplete medical assessments. With us, we have personal staff knowledgeable in completing DBQs, up-to-date VA rules and regulations, expedited process, private medical providers, generalized guidance through your claim process. Again, that's veteranratings.com. You can fill out the little thing there. Your info, you can call the office, speak to somebody to see what's the best option. I will suggest to see if you have access to your e-benefits or My Healthy Vet. If you you know what? No. If you have any questions, go ahead and reach out to me. You can reach me out to me on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and we'll see what we can do. You know, it's not a guarantee. it's not, we can see what you can do. I can get you to the right people. And I was trying to look up to see what my supervisor is, you know, like one of the main people, but you know what, we'll go from there. But yeah, you know, if you're a veteran, if you know vets, let's see what we can do. See if we can't get you the money you deserve, and just help you get your life back on track. But yeah, so I just made some rice. Give me a second to eat some and get some to drink. And again, if you're a vet and you're listening, thank you for your sacrifice. I appreciate it immensely. And you know what? You've done a great job. So give me 1 second. We'll be right back. I have to pee. Yay! Hello, everyone. I am back. Burr, 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 burr. I'll probably never do that again. Okay, so I've, not gonna lie, I've always wanted to do, like, I was gonna make a whole episode of, like, answering awkward questions from a friend, but all of my friends hate me and didn't want to do that. So I will now, I have a llama mug with a little poncho, and he's super cute. I don't remember where I got this from. Pretty sure I got it as a birthday gift from somebody, so mazel to me. So I've acquired random questions, awkward questions, slightly inappropriate questions from the internet. So I will answer a few of them and we'll go from there. And then I think we'll do that. And we'll just make a small segment. We'll see how this plays out, I guess we should say. I like that you're here with me right now and we're doing this. And before I get started, I did forget to mention that you can also email me at barelymexican95@gmail.com if you have any questions about the VA or anything like that. We can help you out from that. Or if you have any questions about your rating or how it all works. I'm sure I don't know all the answers. I mean, I've only been there for 2 months. But I'll try to help out as much as I can. Ooh, I am dropping the questions. So I guess I'll just... So, awkward question, inappropriate question. Bum, 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 bum. What do you want to be remembered for when you die? Honestly, my sense of humor. I think people with a sense of humor... Like, literally, like, I don't want people to be like, you know what, he was always smiling, because that's not true. I was literally always crying. But I feel like I have a good sense of humor. I have a dark sense of humor, but I also have thick skin. So I think that's what I would want people to remember me for when I die, because I don't know, I find funny people, like, if I find somebody funny, if I can find somebody I can joke with, and a lot of people can't take my jokes. Like, a lot of people, I make a lot of dead dad jokes. I made a dead dad joke at work the other day. Everyone's like, ooh, we're sad for you. And I was just like, oof. I was like, oh, we're not on Facebook right now. I can't make dead dad jokes. Which is funny because I'm friends with all of my dad's family on Facebook. So if you're listening to this, dad's family, hi. Yeah, I feel like sense of humor can get you in and out. But then also my tendency to get out of sticky situations or the lack of consequences I've really had when it comes to my freaking outburst, I feel like that's exactly what they're going to remember. They're like, remember when he told everyone to fuck off and then came back smashed? Am I stroking out right now? Probably. And then didn't get in trouble? Yeah. Like I have a joke with Ryan. I was like, yeah, I'm so lucky in those situations because I didn't have a dad. Again, another dad. See, two in one. Two birds in one stone. Oh, I feel like you guys are sad for me now. No, we're not. That's a dumb question. We're not doing that. Too much self-reflecting today. Who's the most manipulative person you've met? Probably my family members. Honestly, my family members can get themselves out of trouble. They can always find out ways to get what they want, whether it be good, beneficial for anybody else but themselves. Like, honestly, if you're listening to this on my mom's side, you know exactly who I'm talking about. You know what? Fuck it. I'll call out names. Josh and Richie. Y'all some manipulative motherfuckers. And you, like, get away with it. You just. People just find you charismatic, charming, whatever it is, and then you just drain the ever-living life out of them. And then they're like, okay, no more. But yeah, that was a fun question. Oh, excuse me. I don't even know what I wrote there. What would be the worst buy one get one sale? Coffins. I mean that, right? No. Expired milk. Dead batteries. You know what? No, like a single battery, like not even a car battery, like a AAA battery. They're like, here, you buy one, you get one, and then those. No, like that's stupid. It was a dumb question. That was a weird question. Okay, one last question, and then I'll have to figure out what I'm gonna ramble on about next. What's invisible you wish people could see? Gnomes. I wish people can see gnomes or ghosts or both. The gnome ghost. What are these weird questions? They were supposed to be more awkward. I don't honestly. I remember finding a bunch of weird questions on the internet. And I don't remember necessarily what this mug consists of. So those were weird questions. When it comes to things. I don't know, like maybe aura. Well, I mean, people claim to see auras. The dark side of the moon would be fun. No, that's not really invisible. That's just not really up to us. Germs, maybe, so you can see how actually clean a place is. Not that I'm the cleanest, because literally Ryan came down for vacation and had to clean my house. Because they decided to have a get together at my place, which was actually really fun. We had a great time. Well, Ryan and Adam had them off the floor. Sorry, guys, if you're listening, doubt you are. But yeah, so maybe I should ask another question because those questions were lame. Oh, was I drunk when I wrote these questions? It looked. What character trait do you resent most in people? How do I put this without sounding hypocritical? I like, okay, don't get me wrong. I love a blunt person. Like, I'm like, yes, bitch. Like, let's do this. Like, if I tend to shy away from people who are too outgoing though and who are too I don't want to say open mind, but like too out there, which is crazy because apparently people, I don't know, okay, I like to think of myself as a half introvert, half extrovert. I just have to be in a really good mood or at least know one person in the room and then I'm good. I think those, but and if neither of those are an option, then I'm just gonna sit in the corner, put in my music, and vibe by myself. Boom. I don't know. Racist people, probably. That's not fun. Is that really a trait or more of a flaw? as I say, literally racist things about everything. Well, stereotypes. I don't actually ever mean them, so don't go cancel me. I mean, I guess you can cancel me before I even started. But I don't know. There's one of the people in general just kind of stress me out. especially if they're not really like willing to work with you. You know what I mean? Like if you're just like, you know what, I bring this to the relationship, you gotta bring something to the relationship as well, whether that be friendship, dating, whatever, and then they're just like, no, like we're not doing this. We're not. That I'm like, okay, well then you can go fuck off and all the other ones. But yeah, so as of right now, I'm in a very happy place in my life. I have two cats, which people are saying I'm going to become a cat person, a crazy cat person. I'm just like, well, I was already crazy and then I got a cat. So then I guess that makes me a crazy cat person. But no, like I found a newfound appreciation for myself, which I didn't think was possible. I thought I was going to hate myself till the day I die. And don't get me wrong, I still do. I open up my mouth and I'm like, why am I here? Honestly, I don't even know what made me decide to do a podcast. Mostly because I thought it was more important than I actually am. But no, okay, so this is what happened. So when I was at Dollar General, I had acquired about a higher position, assistant store manager position. I was told they didn't have enough marketing experience. Perfectly fair, completely understandable, right? Can't argue that. My marketing experience, like I've said before, is very limited. Two, anyways, well, I have none, practically. and then I didn't get the full-time manager position because I didn't have a car. But then they gave it to someone with literally no experience and who also doesn't have a car. So I was like, wow, I really didn't have to work as hard as I did at Dollar General. I really didn't have to bust 40 hours in 3 days, which is illegal, by the way. Probably should not be mentioning this. It's fine. It's whatever. I don't work there anymore. And I was like, you know what? Like, I should believe in myself more. I should believe in myself. Because, like, literally, when was it? The other day? Friday? Sunday? Monday? I don't know. I went on a Facebook tangent. When did someone call me? Monday. It was Monday. It was literally Monday. Like, literally, what's today? Tuesday? Wednesday? Today is Wednesday. And I went on, like, I found out all this information. And I don't want to say, like, I don't want to, like, sound hurt or bitter or whatever. But, like, it opened up my eyes that, you know what? I didn't have to work as hard as I did. I didn't have to take two buses and a bike ride. I didn't have to do all the stuff that I did. And no, I know I wasn't perfect. Yes, I yelled at crackheads. Yes, I told Karens to literally fuck off. In my head, it's justified. If I was a supervisor of me, I'd be like, go ahead. Tell them to fuck off. That's why I've probably the main reason they didn't give me that. Give me 1 second. Yeah, so, I would tell everyone to fuck off. But yeah, anyways, so I don't know. And then I found this place, and I feel like it's going to let me live up to my best potential, which may be wrong, which may be right. I don't know. It's too soon to tell. But so far, I am really loving it. I am really enjoying the experience. And everything like that. I feel like now, after everything that I've gone through with cons, with Dollar General, with basically everywhere that I've worked, all of those places helped me solidify into the worker that I am now. Which, of course, isn't perfect, makes mistakes, too loud, obnoxious, completely understand. But genuine, loyal, and not afraid to do anything. Unless it involves a spider, or a clown, or heights, or commitment, or feet. Ugh. Anyways, yeah, so I'm very happy, and I feel like I'm going to be very successful. And maybe I'm speaking too soon. Who knows? But I just feel so supported, and I feel like I can get the hang of this, and I can do anything I put my mind to. So this might not be my last stop. This may be my last stop. Who knows? I don't. But yeah, so needless to say, I'll be 26 in less than 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 5 weeks, 2 weeks. And oh, actually, speaking of birthdays, I think it is. Anyways, so yeah, I am very, very happy right now. I'm very content. Everything is not perfect, but I feel like I'm gonna get there. And plus, it helps that this job pays decently. And by decently, I'm understating it. Like, it pays, I mean, for cruises, it pays a good amount. You know, you live comfortably, you get paid weekly. And if you're smart with your money, if you play it just right, you won't have to worry. And since it's just me and my cats, I feel like I should be just fine. But who knows? Anything could happen. I could become an astronaut, maybe. I'm gonna press X to doubt on that one. But thank you again for listening to Barely Mexican. I'm signing off now because I feel like I've rambled too long, or maybe not enough. Honestly, fuck the system. Do whatever you guys want to do. Don't let anybody tell you you can't do anything. Don't let anybody tell you that you have to do something a specific way or that it's not on your brand, whatever. No, find out who you are, what you like, what you don't like. As long as you're not hurting yourself or anybody along the way, it shouldn't matter. Do you. Live your best life. Take chances. And fuck it. Have fun. Be successful. Dream crazy dreams. And bow before no fucking man, okay? This is me signing off. Happy birthday, America. Happy belated birthday, America. I don't know if there was a national holiday today on the 7th. I feel like the 7th should be a holiday. Just for the fact that it's the lucky 7 of the 7th month. So, if you think about it, July wasn't added until... Is it Julius Caesar? I was going to say Augustus Caesar. I was going to say Augustus Scoop. But then, yeah. Anyways, so, again, bye. Thank you for listening. If you're out there, if you're a veteran, if you know veterans who need help with that specific situation, go ahead. Email me at barelymexican95@gmail.com. If you have any other, if you want advice on anything, not that I'm qualified to give advice on anything, but I do like to hear stories. I do like to hear other people's perspectives. Go ahead. You can find me at Twitter at barelymexican, Instagram at mooser95, and on Facebook. I don't have a Facebook page yet because I don't know how to do that and I didn't go to college, but maybe I should start. But yeah, you can find me at Facebook. It's just Miguel Garcia in Las Cruces. I look like Friar Tuck. But yeah, so thank you for listening. I hope you guys are safe out there. I hope you guys are enjoying the freedom of no longer being in quarantine or on lockdown or whatever, and you guys are being safe, making smart decisions. Take care and be safe.